Holos Rusinjev Amerika.
Dobri večer, dame i panove. I vitajte na relaciju Holos Rusinjev Amerika. Prihodimo k vam každu nedilju na stanicu Rusin FM, vaše rusinske radio, opio četvrtoj hodino u Pittsburghu, a po desijatoj hodina u Prijašovi. Ja jem Din Polovka, a dneska je nedilja 11. septembra 2022. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusinjev Amerika. Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, here on Russin FM, your Russian radio station, archived on our media page, c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Poloka, and today is Sunday, September 11th, 2022. It's been quite the hectic week, been moving from one place to another, so literally had truckloads and carloads of stuff going back and forth. So for some reason, the sound doesn't sound too great today. I'm still trying to adjust everything and get it back to where it should be. We're going to start off today's program on a somber note, remembering the tragic, terroristic events that happened 21 years ago on September 11th, 2001. A day that changed America for years to come and years past. Let us never forget those actions of those people, and let us never forget those that perished not only in New York, Washington, D.C., Shanksville, Pennsylvania, but all of the service men and women who died to fight the war on terror. For all of those folks who did perish during September 11th and subsequently the war on terror, we start today's program with Avichnaya Pamyat. Avichnaya Yich Pamyat.
Thank you.
Even though this broadcast is sponsored by the Carpatha Russin Society, we need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the internet. If you'd like to make a donation, please get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351. Or you can send me some email at this address, dean.paloka@gmail.com. dean.paloka@gmail.com. Or you can go to our webpage, c-rs.org, hover over Donate, and click on Russin Heritage Radio Program. c-rs.org, Donate, Russin Heritage Radio Program. As I mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast, I have moved, so if you want to send me some correspondence, I have updated on the media page. Please take this down. My new address, Dean Paloka, 395 Jubilee Drive, Bridgeville, Pennsylvania, 15017. 395 Jubilee Drive, Bridgeville, Pennsylvania, 15017. 17. On today's Historic Focus, we will talk about the life of Russian lawyer and politician Anton Beskid, who was the second governor of Podkarpatska Rus. His birthday was on September 16, 1855. He was born in the village of Hanigovce, which was then the Hungarian Empire, present-day Slovakia, not far from the city of Sabino. Beskid studied law in Budapest and afterwards was a lawyer in Kecskemét and later in Prešov. In the years 1910 through 1918, he was a member of the Hungarian Parliament, where he was significantly involved in the national rights of Russians and Slovaks, and sharply criticized the Hungarian judiciary and government, which organized in 1913 through 1914 in Marmaroska Sihota political trials against Orthodox Russians. After the disintegration of Austria-Hungary, he headed the Russian National Council in Prešov, which called for the annexation of the territory of Carpatho Russians to Russia. However, he soon realized that this was unrealistic due to the Russian Revolution. Beskid established contacts with the Slovak National Council in Martin and chose a more practical option, the annexation of Podkarpatska Rus to Czechoslovakia. The Czechoslovak government subsequently sent him to the Paris Peace Conference in January 1919 as a Russian delegate. In Paris, Beskid, together with the representatives of the American Russians, Grigory Zhatkovich, formed the Russian Commission, which acted on behalf of all Russians in the homeland and abroad. On May 8, 1919, representatives of all Subcarpathian national councils, together with a delegation of American Russians, met in Uzhhorod and created the Central Russian National Council, where Beskid was elected chairman. He led the Russian delegation to Prague and presented the declaration to the government on the annexation of Podkarpatska Rus to the First Czechoslovak Republic. As a member of the Czechoslovak Republic's delegation to the peace conference, Beskid was one of the signatories of the Treaty of Saint-Germain in September 1919. With the support of the Czechoslovak government, Beskid undertook a tour of the United States. In his speeches to Russian-American associations, he sharply criticized the activities of Ukrainian immigrants and their supporters in Podkarpatska Rus, who wished to annex Podkarpatska Rus to the West Ukrainian People's Republic. Upon his return, Beskid devoted himself to the establishment of the Russian National Bank, which in 1925 merged with Podkarpatska Banka. In a political sense, Beskid and his supporters represented a Carpatho-Russian orientation in Russian politics. They founded the Russian National Party and cooperated with the Czechoslovak National Democratic Party. Beskid was one of the founders of the Alexander Duchnovich Society, which competed sharply with the Ukrainian Prosvita Society. On December 14, 1923, Beskid was appointed governor of Podkarpatska Rus after the resignation of Grigory Zhatkovich in 1921. Nevertheless, he remained the administrator in the shadows of vice-governor Antonin Orosipal because the area was governed mostly by the Czechs, and since he was governor of Podkarpatska Rus, it was pretty much a decorative office. Beskid remained in his office until his death, but he failed to change the position of governor or get more autonomy for the Russians in Podkarpatska Rus. Beskid died June 16, 1933, in Uzhhorod.
Thank you.
Information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their rates and products online by logging on to their webpage, GCUUSA.com. GCUUSA.com, or give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. 1-800-722-4428. Thank you for joining me today on Holos Rusinio America, Voice of Rusins in America, the Carpatha Rusin Society Heritage Program. Join me again next Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time for another broadcast here on Rusin FM, your Rusin radio station. Don't forget that Rusin FM has wonderful Rusin broadcasting 24/7. Either log on to your computer or get the app that is Rusin.fm. If you'd like to listen to any of the archives of this broadcast, please go to our media page, c-rsmedia.org, c-rsmedia.org, or visit our parent site, the Carpatha Rusin Society, where you can shop our online store, you can become a member if you're not already, and you can donate not to only to this radio program, but to the society, and much more. c-rs.org. That's the Carpatha Rusin Society's webpage, c-rs.org. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajte se krasno tjedan. S Bohom. Thank you.
Lučevalo ne hoditi, lučevalo ne ljubiti, lučevalo nič ne znati, ja te per zabavati. Tebe ne Marusija, ne ženi vjasja, Marusina očka, spodobali misija. Ric mene moja mamko, ric mene poljubil, ric mene moja mamko, čerevi kupil, a sam bolsi hodil. Pociluje, a ja prituljusija. Hric mene moja mamko, hric mene poljubil, hric mene moja mamko, čereviki kupil, a sam bosi hodil. Lučevalo ne hoditi, lučevalo ne ljubiti, lučevalo nič ne znati, ja te per zabavati. На ту верховину, щоб мені погуляти коз одну годину. Гриз мене, моя мамко, гриз мене полюбив, гриз мене, моя мамко, черевіки купив, а сам босий ходив. Лучше було не ходити, лучше було не любити, лучше було ніч не знати, як тепер забувати. Лучше було не ходити, лучше було не любити, лучше було ніч не знати, як тепер забувати.
Голос Русинів Америка.